message.
Today I want to speak about one of the most profound and empowering truths about life, and that is happiness is a choice, not a condition. Now I know that can sound a little controversial. You might be thinking, well, what about when life throws me curveballs or when things feel overwhelming? How can happiness be a choice? Well, trust me, I get it. Life is not always a stroll in the park, and sometimes we are faced with very real daunting challenges with our health, our relationships, our work, you name it. But here's the thing. Happiness is not about denying those difficulties. It's about learning how to navigate through them and finding joy in spite of them. Think of it like this. Think of happiness like a garden. Every day, we have the opportunity to plant and nurture the seeds of happiness. And yes, life is going to bring some storms. A few weeds are going to pop up. But with intention, we can choose to focus on the growth, the beauty, the potential, and what is already good in our lives. So let's talk about the idea of redirecting our attention. You see, our minds naturally gravitate toward problems. It's an evolutionary thing. Our ancestors had to focus on danger for survival, you know, fight or flight. But in today's world, it means we often get caught up in negative thinking. It can become a spiral where we overlook the blessings that are right in front of us. So what if instead we trained ourselves to focus on what makes us feel good, what brings us joy, to cultivate a sense of appreciation for what's already working, even in the middle of our challenges. So here is a quick exercise. Wherever you are right now, think of one thing, just one, that is going well in your life. Maybe it's that cup of coffee you had this morning, the sun shining through the window, or a friend who texted to check in on you. Notice how it feels when you focus on that one small good thing. That is the seed of happiness right there. Now, it might sound simple, but the more we make space for these little moments of joy, the more we are able to handle the harder stuff, because happiness grows when we water it. And to do that, we have to shift our focus from what is wrong to what is right. Now, this doesn't mean ignoring the challenges. No, we're not talking about toxic positivity here. It's about acknowledging the difficulties and then saying, okay, this is hard, but what else is also true? What in my life can I be grateful for even in this moment? And we must not forget the third part of the equation, which is our vision of good that is on the way. Sometimes when life feels tough, we lose sight of the possibilities that are ahead, but having a hopeful vision, even if it's just a whisper of hope, can be a powerful tool in choosing happiness. It's about believing in the good that is yet to come. So think of it like planting seeds. You don't see the results right away, but you know that with time, care, and the right conditions, those seeds, they're gonna bloom. And the same goes for our happiness. We have to nurture the vision, water it with positive thoughts and actions, and trust that it will grow even when we cannot see the results just yet. So today, I invite you to take a moment and reflect. What seeds of happiness can you plant right now? How can you redirect your attention to what is already good and to the good that is on the way? And most importantly, how will you choose happiness right here, right now, in the midst of everything that is going on in your life? Remember, happiness isn't a destination. It's not something you find when everything's perfect. It's a choice. It's a daily practice. It's something we cultivate within. And the more we choose it, the more we'll find it growing, even in the most unexpected places.